Now, tonight, we're going to start off a new series, The Voice. Humo, inaabangan nyo tong TV show na to. Naabangan nyo? Ako din, inaabangan ko yan eh. I'm maybe halfway between, I'm for Team Apple or maybe Team Bamboo. Medyo nandun ako sa part na yon eh. But you know what's beautiful about The Voice? If you had an experience of watching American Idol before, ibang-iba to. Yung The Voice, salang-sala na yung mga kumakanta. Ang gagaling na nila during sa audition in front of the judges. If you notice American Idol before, yung mga judges, magpapapasok sila ng mga kakanta. Yung iba, ang gagaling. Pero yung iba, kulang na lang tumula. Ba't ka kumakanta? Dapat tumula ka. When it comes to, The Voice, what's happening here is this. Judges are here, seated in this chair. And what's happening there? They would hear a certain voice of someone who's singing, trying to get their vote. And as soon as they wanted the voice of the person who's singing behind them, this is the blind audition, what do? They press this red button, and as they turn, this thing comes out. It says there, "I want you." Do you know that in this world where we're living in, particularly in your campuses, there are so many voices that would want your attention? Not just that. In this series, I would want you to imagine yourselves as judges, hearing different voices, vouching and making sure na, wanting and desiring your vote. Different voices who would tell you this and different voices that would tell you that. At one point, fame can be a voice. Diba? I'm sure yung iba sa inyo, at one point, pinangarap nyo ding sumikat. Totoo ba yan? Medyo, may pangarap tayong ganun. And sometimes, fame will tell you, listen to me. Press that red button and say, I want you or you want me. Not just that. Sometimes, there are other voices that you see all around. You can be in a form of relationships, right? Nothing exactly wrong about it. Pero sino sa inyo yung katabi nyo mukhang in love ngayon? Medyo, minsan, yan na lang ang kinabubuhay natin. Hindi na kayo nag-aaral. Pumapasok na lang kayo dahil maraming gwapo at maganda. Hopefully, makachamba kayo ng love life, di ba? That voice, while you're seated in this chair, would tempt you and would tell you, come on now, press now, and say, you want that. This is what we're going to take a look at this evening. I'm going to take a look at a story of a person who studied life. A person who's so wise, not just a wise person, but somebody who's very rich. Napakayaman nung taong na to. He has all the means in the world to actually study life. And let's take a look at the conclusion that he had towards life. I want you to open your Bible in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. And we're going to read passages from verses 1 to 8. It says here, these are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem. This pertains to Solomon, one of the wisest king, one of the wisest person who ever lived on earth. Sobrang talino niyan. Kung yung katabi mo matalino, mas matalino si Solomon. Kung yung katabi mo mayaman, mas mayaman si Solomon. Ganun katindi tong taong to. And he studied life. And in verse 2, this is what he said. Everything is meaningless, sabi niya. The teacher said, completely meaningless. Imagine he's studying life and this is the conclusion he's having. Everything is meaningless. And we're going to find out more. Third verse, what do people get for all their hard work under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth never changes. Verse 5, the sun rises and the sun sets, then hurries around to rise again. The wind blows south and then turns north. Around and around it goes, blowing in circles. Rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again into the sea. What's he saying here? The meaning of life just keeps on revolving, and according to him, life is meaningless under the sun. In verse 8, everything, nothing is exempted there, is worrisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. no matter how much we hear, we are not content. Bow your heads with me quickly as I pray. Lord, thank you for this evening. I pray that your grace would be upon each and every one of us here in this place. Lord, thank you because it is you who have allowed each and every one of us to make it here tonight. Lord, I know that for some of them, they're seekers. They're seeking, Lord, for the meaning of life. They're seeking for their purpose. They're asking you, God, kung buhay ako ngayon, bakit ba ako buhay ngayong panahong ito? Why is it that I am, you know, existing in such a time as this? Lord, they're seeking, and I pray, Lord, that they will find it tonight. Lord, for some of us here, we are believers of this purpose that you have for us. I pray, God, that we may continually live out that purpose, Lord, that we may continually become a salt and a light to wherever you've placed us. And for some of us here, God, we might be skeptics, Lord. We might be doubting and thinking, is there really a God? Is there really such thing as a higher purpose? My prayer tonight, God, for this group of people is that they will encounter you very strong this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Once again, that verse that we just read was from Solomon. What he was asking there is that, you know, he was trying to interpret how life is. And his very conclusion is that life is meaningless under the sun. Sino sa inyo parang nagkaroon na kayo ng meaningless na subject? Parang worthless tong subject na to? Anong, bakit ko ba to inaaral? Ang dami nagtotoos ng kamay, oh. Kung may teacher dito, hindi ko ibig sabihin na ibagsak niyo yung subject na yun, ha? You still have to study. But at the same time, you know how it feels, right? Baka ganun yung peg ni Solomon. Nung time na inaaral niya yung life, iniisip niya, what's this thing all about? One thing about life is that it's so precious, right? One thing about life is that you're so unique. One thing about life is that you were created for a purpose. If you look at the person seated next to you, there's none like that person. Tingnan mo yan, eye to eye. Grabe, oh. Iba, kakaibang itsura niyan. Yung iba, natutuwa kayo sa nakikita nyo. Yung iba, natatakot kayo sa nakikita nyo. Pero iba talaga yung taong yan. That is how unique that person is. Listen up here. This is what Solomon decided, and this is what he said. He's not like telling people the result of his studies. He's telling people the result of his studies, but it's more of like probing each and every one of us as we read Ecclesiastes to find out more about life. To find out more, not about the what's, the ifs of life, but the whys of life. Can you tell that person seated next to you, why? Why? I'm sure you asked that question. Why? Like for some of you, I will ask you, why are you here tonight? Maybe you've been invited here for the first time. Or remember the first time you came in here? Your classmate told you, let's go to Metro East. What did you say? Come on, let's go. You didn't say that. You asked, why? Bakit? You know, if I ask my son, most of the times I would ask him to wash the dishes in the morning. And he would ask me, why? Why should I wash? I would just tell him, because you're my son. I used to wash the dishes. No, we're teaching him responsibility. That is why. There is a reason behind it. The question of why is actually a question of purpose. That if life is so significant, that if life is so precious, why? What's the why about your life? Have you ever given that a thought? For some of you, you've asked questions such as these. What is the reason for living? Why am I alive at this time? Bakit, Lord? Di ba? Bakit nandito ako ngayon? Anong kadahilanan? What's the reason? Give me a reason. Some of you might be asking this. Why am I here? I'm not talking about a geographic location. Nandito kayo sa Metro East, seated there. It's more of like a general thought. Lord, why am I even here? Why didn't I even live in the time when the dinosaurs were existing? Tapos natapakan ka, yun lang buhay mo. Wala pang records nung time na yon. I mean, it's like, Tragic. Why am I here? Others are asking this. Why am I alive? Some people that I've talked to, counseled with, had an opportunity to sit down with, ask this question, especially when they're in pain. Sometimes when they're in pain. Lord, why am I alive? So many troubles in the family. Why am I alive? So many troubles in school. I don't know what to even do next now. Yung iba sa inyo, Lord, di ko na ata kaya. Simula na mag-break kaming dalawa. Kunin mo na ako. Ayun. Be careful sa mga ganyang prayer pag kinuha ka ni Lord. Sige ka. Some people are asking that. Others are asking this. Why am I in this school? Why am I in this school? Bakit ba dito ako nag-aaral? Diba? You've asked that question maybe quite a few times. And I want you to say, I want you to listen to this. It's because there is a purpose. There is a reason behind all your questions. Others would ask this, how do I know if my life is not a waste? Very serious questions depending on, you know, where you are in life right now. But learning from Solomon, we're going to take a look at the different voices that would try to answer those questions for you. And those voices will prompt you to press this red button and say, come on, I want you. Let me go through this. Here are some of the voices of the world that would try to answer that question of why for you. One of the voices that we hear today, and this is just like the TV show, The Voice, these are not necessarily super bad things outrightly. It's not like, you know, when you're sitting here, and then the voice behind you would say, kill someone, kill someone. Of course, you'll reject that. Unless you're a murderer. Or if not, some other voices would say, just go ahead and steal and steal. Some of those voices, we already know outrightly that they're wrong. But even despite of the fact that we know they're wrong, we still look for the significance and the meaning of life for us. Here are some of the voices I would want you to understand are wanting you to press that red button, wanting you to desire them. They want you to turn for them. The first voice is this, that we live for moral excellence. Not necessarily bad, right? Yung katabi mo, mukha namang excellent, lalo na pag naka-uniform ka pa, di ba? Oh my God. Walang lukot. Tsura pa lang, oh. Mukha nang excellent. A lot of people live for morality. What's good? What's excellent? Nothing necessarily wrong with it, but is this what life is all about? That if you've reached a certain point of morality or of excellence, then that's life for you. Not necessarily so. That's why a lot of people are into heroes, right? You love heroes because they portray a certain level of excellence. Pag nakita nyo siya, napapakilig talaga kayo. Ay, ang pogi. Pag lalaki ka, guwapo pare. Ganun naman. Wag naman parang pogi, di ba? We want a certain level of morality and of excellence. That's why we're for heroes. Some of us, that's the reason why we're so religious. Nothing necessarily wrong with the laws that are stated in the Word of God, but if that's what all life is about for you, you're missing it. It's not just about it. That if you follow a certain rule or certain religious rules, then you're okay with God. It's not necessarily like that. Is life all about knowledge? Knowledge. Pag naka-gain ka ng certain point of a certain level of knowledge, you know, you've achieved your dream grade, which is 1.0. No, parang yung katabi mo, parang pang-uno ang grades niya mga yan, you know? Parang, man, when you achieve that, is that it? Look at the answer of Solomon. This is what he said when it comes to moral excellence. In verse 17, it says, so I set out to learn everything from wisdom to madness and folly. But I learned firsthand that pursuing all this is like what? Chasing the wind. Pursuing knowledge. Calculus, algebra, differential, the angle between the two. Yung mga bumabagsak, nafe-feel good kayo ngayon. It's like chasing the wind talaga. No, I still want you to be excellent, okay? But life is never just about chasing knowledge. Nor is it all about chasing religion. It's not just about chasing religion. It's like chasing the wind. Why? Because at one point, what will happen to you? You are not going to fulfill all the religious laws stated here. Because at one point, you're going to fail in some of them. It's just like chasing the wind. Not just that. It's just like, you know, the heroic standards of all the heroes in the world that you care for and live for, they all have weaknesses and they're never perfect. That's why when it comes to the voice that says, live for moral standards, just live for excellence, don't press that red button. The other voice that I want to pertain to this evening to all of you is this, that we live for significance. I want all of you to be honest here tonight. I'll be honest with you. I've asked this earlier, but I want to see a show of hands. Sino sa inyo yung totoo lang, ah? Pinangarap niyong sumikat? Sige, no. Yung totoo lang. Yan. Pinangarap mong mapakita ka sa TV. Di ba? Pinangarap mo na yung Facebook friends mo, ano, 100,000. Gagawa ka ng false account para madagdagan. Di ba? Yung mga Twitter followers mo, dadagdagan mo. Ikaw din pala lahat yun. I mean, may mga ganun tayo eh. We wanna be significant. But listen to me. That voice will tell you, life is all about significance. Life is about making a difference. I want you to make a difference. Of course, if you are a believer, you are in Christ, you will make a difference, but it's not just about making a difference. Even evil people believe in that. That's why even Gru and his group of minions believe that they can make a dent in the face of the earth. Kahit gaano sila ka-despicable. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang despicable yan? Mukhang acceptable yan. No matter how evil they are. And listen up. This voice of significance will also tell you that you would want to be remembered. Really. I'm sure you hear that, right? Pag-graduate mo ng high school or ng college, tas mamimit mo one day yung mga batchmates mo, you wanna be remembered, right? That's such an awkward feeling. You meet your batchmates and ano nang pangalan mo? Hindi ka kilala, tas 4 years kayong magkasama. But here's the thing. Is life just all about significance? No, not at all. You know, if you wanna be remembered, sino sa inyo naaalala nyo yung summa cum laude ng school nyo nung batch 2005? Oh yeah, that's such a hard thing to achieve. Very significant. But do you remember that person? Outrightly. O sige, ganito na lang. Para naman mas madali ng konti. Sino ang MVP nung NBA season 2007? Who knows? Outrightly. Is it LeBron? No, it wasn't LeBron. See? You can't even... Do you know who he is? Who? Sorry? Yes, it's Tony Parker. Some people can remember it, but even most of us can't. Like, sige, listen up. Sige, talking about pagsikat. You want to be an artista. Who is the best actor in the Oscars last year? Ano? Ding Dong Dantes? Ano, may narinig akong Ding Dong Dantes doon. Oscars po yun. So, hindi ko alam if he's on that. Ano. He's even nominated there. But again, listen up. Here's the point. It's not just about significance. Even Solomon would speak of that. We don't remember what happened in the past and in the future generations. No one will remember what we're doing now. That's what he said. Solomon, here he is, the icon of the century, the best, the richest, the wisest king of all time, saying, one day a generation will come and they'll never even remember. That's why it's not about significance. When you hear that voice of significance saying, I want you to live your life because the end goal and purpose of life is to be significant, don't press that red button. Another thing, another voice is this. We live for happiness. Karapatan mong maging masaya. Diba? Sino sa inyo, you've experienced this, no? Kaya nga yung iba sa inyo, talagang focus na focus kayo sa love life nyo ngayon, eh. Kasi, alam mo yung, that feeling na sinasaktan ka na, iniiwan ka pa. Pero what do you say? Karapatan kong maging masaya. Karapatan kong magmahal kami at maging masaya kami. That's what we say. That's being happy. But listen up here. When you sit on this chair, that voice of happiness will tell you that. Your life's purpose is to be happy. You deserve to be happy. Not that I'm saying you don't, that it's all about your happiness. It's all about what's important for you. Whatever makes you happy, go ahead, do it. That's why some people are so much into the you only live once kind of thing. YOLO! I only live once, so I go ahead and I get to do what I want to do because I deserve to be happy. That's what we say. But life, let me tell you this. Even Solomon himself would say that everything is worrisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, there's no amount of anything in the world that would ever satisfy us. No amount of money, no amount of fame, no amount of happy emotions would ever, ever satisfy us. No matter how much we hear, we are never contented. Because it's never about happiness. I want you to say that to the person next to you. It's never just about happiness. You want to be truly happy? I'll tell you this. Here's the thing though. This is the result of Solomon's thesis. If you want to be truly happy, you better have to understand what he really meant by all of these things. If you continue to read on Ecclesiastes, the theme of that entire passage, of that entire book is this. Everything is meaningless under the sun. You have to take note of the clue under the sun. Because it simply means to say that everything is meaningless, assuming that the nature is the only one governing itself. That if life is all I see as it is, it's like the face value of life is how I see it, then everything is meaningless. That if there's no God who supersedes everything, then life can be meaningless. That a world apart from God and who He is and His purpose for you is simply meaningless. Now you don't have to doubt why you're living a meaningless life. Because there is no God in the picture. That's the very experience he had. Everything, all the money that's given to him, all his riches. At one point, it was even said that he has like almost a few hundreds, thousands of chariots. Mga sasakyan yun. And he would say that he's the wisest man who ever lived. There's no amount of money if you are not living for God, then there's no amount of money that can satisfy you. There's no amount of knowledge that can ever satisfy you apart from God. Here's the thing though. What is then the purpose of life? Later on, a prophet in John chapter 1 described what it's all about. It says there, in the beginning, the Word already existed. the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you notice, that word, Word, is actually a capital letter W, pertaining to a proper noun, pertaining to a person. But in its original Greek, that word, Word, means logos, which also in its more, siguro, understandable term now, that word means reason. It simply means to say that even before the world began, even before Solomon started to think, there is already a reason for your existence. And that reason, ladies and gentlemen, young people tonight, it's not just an intellectual reason. Remember the capital W? It's a person. That the reason for living is Jesus Christ Himself. That person who was there from the beginning, who was with God, and who was created for a purpose, that you were created so that you can actually live life according to that reason, who happens to be a person as well. Now that's the meaning of life. Because I want you to I want to leave you with this thing, that the reason for living is Jesus Christ alone. You want moral standards? Go ahead. Follow Jesus, because at one point we will fail. Do you want significance? Let your life in Jesus Christ be the very significance that you ever need. Not just that, you want total happiness? You only get it with Jesus Christ and living for Him. In Colossians, this is what it says here. For by Him, what? All things were created. The person next to you is created. Then it's all for Him. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones of power or rulers of authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. Everything that you see that's ever created is for Him. That the very purpose of its existence or your existence is for Him. The moment you miss that, you start living out for those false voices who would tell you that the purpose of your why, the purpose of your life is for happiness, significance, and achieving a certain moral standard. But that is not the thing. I hope that tonight you'd hear Christ whisper to you in a still, small voice, I want you to live for me. Let me be the very purpose of your existence. And I want you to hit that virtual red button in your mind and say, I want that. That's what I want. Continuing on in Colossians, it says here, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. You're wondering why your life is like that? There's your answer. It's not. Are you allowing Christ to hold your life together? Or are you just living out your life? Di bale na, wala akong pakialam, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever it is. Or are you allowing Christ tonight to hold your life? I want you to remember this, that the reason for living is Christ alone. I encounter so many people asking for the purpose of their existence. I'm giving you the answer tonight. The reason, the purpose of your existence, the purpose why you are alive tonight is to live for Christ. And as you live in Him, you find morality. As you live in Him, you find significance. As you live in Him, you find happiness. I want to take this time to pray for all of you. May I ask everyone to please stand? As you stand, I want to read this verse to all of you. People would say sometimes, why would I live for Christ? I don't want that. What's in it for me? John 10:10 answers that. The thief's purpose, meaning the other voices, their purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. I'll tell you one thing. No amount of happiness that the world gives can ever make you truly happy. Nothing. You can try that all night, all you want, but it can never make you happy. But God's purpose, it says here, Jesus' purpose, my purpose, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Jesus wants you tonight to live for Him, to be the very purpose of your existence, so that He can give you a rich and a satisfying life. Bow your heads with me as I pray. Lord, thank You for this evening. I thank You for the grace that You've given each one. Lord, I pray that You would allow each one of us to have a greater understanding of Your purpose tonight. Lord, I pray that that purpose, Lord, will transcend. Hindi lang po ito something that mapupunta sa utak namin, but it would go down deep into our hearts, God. That if we are seeking tonight for that purpose, let that purpose be You. That if we are believers, Lord, may we constantly and continually live for that purpose, upholding that purpose wherever we go. And God, more than anything, if some of us here are still doubting, Lord, the higher purpose that You've given each one of us, I pray that we would come to a place of surrender and say, here I am, God. I want to live for Your purpose.